In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In this gospel, we have several beautiful insights to reflect upon. First, it's very interesting that Jesus did not want anyone to know that he was going someplace with the disciples. He wanted to take them alone to teach them and to prepare them for the events that would be happening, specifically that he would be handed over and put to death, and that he would rise on the third day. So in this we see that Jesus desired to have this intimate moment with his apostles, to teach them, to instruct them, and to guide them. In the same way, we too, our Lord wants us also to share these moments of intimacy with him, that he wants us to have these times to be alone with him. And it's so important that we make an effort to set aside time in the busyness of our lives and schedules to be close to Jesus, be it in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, be it at home, or be it even out in nature, that we have these opportunities which Christ wishes us to be with him, to listen to him, and to reflect upon the elements of our spiritual life that he's calling us to be more dedicated to. And so in the same way, this is just a reminder to us how important it is for us not to neglect these times and opportunities when there's so much distraction in our world with the internet, with media, with phones, that we see how we should treasure these moments to be alone with our Savior and to be close to him, and that Jesus wishes this for us as well. He wants us to be alone with him. That's why he did not wish anyone to know about it when he took the apostles to be in this private place. We also see in the gospel our Lord guiding the apostles when he recognizes, he asks them, "What were you arguing about?" And it's funny, they didn't want to tell him. They remained silent, as if they were instantly ashamed that they were what they were arguing about. But then our Lord reveals that he knew that they were arguing about who was the greatest amongst them. And so there's several points in this. First, we see that the apostles in their vocation and in their following Jesus were not perfected. They were not perfect when he called them. They still had imperfections to be worked on and to overcome. And in this, we see this element of who is the greatest amongst them. In the same way, our Lord is teaching us through this that we should not be discouraged in recognizing we have imperfections and vices that we need to work on and to be perfected in by overcoming them and to cooperate with his grace, that our Lord patiently teaches us and leads us as he does the apostles, wanting them to be perfect in following him in overcoming vices and sin. And so it's just a reminder to us that we should never give up and never get discouraged, but we need to persevere each day, making renewed efforts with our resolutions and our prayers to overcome those things that we struggle most with that prevent us from being perfect in loving Jesus and following him. May the apostles today pray for us that we, like them, may always stay close to Jesus, and that with his grace and assistance, we may make daily efforts in the progress of holiness and sanctity, never giving up and never getting discouraged, but recognizing his merciful aid to assist us on this path. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.